ultra hardcore. The most hardcore of the hardcores. Let's learn how to do it in a vanilla server.
Netcasts you love from people you trust. This is TWiT. Video and audio bandwidth provided by CacheFly at cachefly.com.
Hello and welcome to OMG Craft. I'm your host, Chad Johnson. This is a show that'll teach you how to become a Minecraft expert in no time. UHC, or Ultra Hardcore, is the game mode in Minecraft that a lot of YouTubers have been playing. The main difference in this game mode is that your health does not regenerate when your hunger is full, so you'll need to use potions or golden apples to heal. A while back, I showed you a way to achieve this with a server mod, but now I want to show you how to do this in just vanilla Minecraft. What commands do you need to know? Now, first, Azdajuki made a wonderful schematic, a wonderful tool for people to use, so go ahead and check out his video first, because if you can edit a map with MC Edit or something like that, absolutely use his structure because it is fantastic. But if you don't want to add a structure, you just want to do this all in commands, here's how you do it. So the first thing that you have to do is you have to turn off that pesky health regeneration. And you do that by typing in game rule, natural regeneration, and set that to true. The idea is that it's natural for you to drink a potion to regenerate health. It's not natural for you to just have a full stomach to regenerate health. Now let's go ahead and make some scoreboards for our teams. So we're going to do /scoreboard, teams, add, because we're going to add something to that. We're going to call this green, and then we're going to say what it displays out. So I'm going to say capital G for green. And then that has been added successfully. I'm going to go ahead and add 4 more teams, just as if we were going to play with around eight people. There we go. So I have successfully added 4 teams. Next, I'm going to add options so that the teams actually show up with the specific color. This is kind of just a nice flair. So we're going to type out scoreboard, teams, option, just like this, and the name of the team, which is going to be green, and then the color, which is what we're going to set on it, color, and we're going to set that to be, and you can choose a few different ones, but green is another option. So we're just going to go ahead and do that. So if you are part of that team, above your name will turn green. So we're going to do that for all of the teams. So, you know, we can do that with blue and go on. So once you have finished with creating your team colors, then you're going to add people to this team. Now, I've created this with a 4-team setup. Remember that you could add as many teams or as little teams as you want, assuming that you probably want to play with at least 2 players. And so I'm going to assume that I'm playing with about 8 players. So now we're going to do scoreboard, teams, join. So we're going to add some people. Let's add some people to the green team. And we can use a command to make everything as random as possible. So at R means random player. So it's going to grab a random player. And then we can even add a argument on top of that. And so we can put the count, which is C, to 2. So that it will only grab 2 random players. Now, I'm the only person on this server, so it's going to add me to that team. So you would add people to each team. So you could change this from green to blue to red to yellow to whichever teams you've created a few times until everyone has been added to a team. Then the next step that we need to do is we need to spread all of these players around the world. So it's quite simple to do that. There's now a new command. This is the command that really makes all of this possible, is spread players. So we're going to spread the players. The first 2 commands are both going to be 00. That's where it is spreading the players from. So we want 00 to be the place that it does it. We want these players to be 500 blocks away from each other, and we want them to be within a 2,000 block radius. So remember, the first two numbers are where is the center, next is how far away they are from each other, and then next is how big of a map do you want to play. Next, we are going to say that we want this command to respect teams. So that's what this next argument is. So we're going to type in just true here so that we'll respect teams. And who are we going to do this to? At A, which is another word for everyone in the server. So if I go ahead and hit that, it has now located me in a random place within 2,000 blocks of 00, which is at least 500 blocks from the nearest team. And that is all in vanilla Minecraft. So, get playing some UHC, go out there, find that gold. Finally, it's useful for something, just for the UHC mode, and have some fun with friends. I was recently playing some UHC, and I had a blast doing it. If you would like to send us your feedback or suggestions, feel free to email us at mail@omgcraft.com. And at omgcraft.com, you can go back to see all of the previous episodes. We've done over 140 so far. Just go back and check out some of the old episodes. It's a lot of fun. And also subscribe at twit.tv/omgcraft. Thanks so much for watching. See you next time. Bye!